Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. When you serve God, don't spill coffee in his lap.
Okay, very funny. So I guess you saw that FEMA Chief Michael Brown step down today, yesterday,
yes,
because of his appalling job of dealing with the hurricane.
Well, poor choice of adjectives, as always, Mark. But
what?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That was a magnificent display of loyalty from Michael Brown, standing between the president and the malicious liberal media and taking the bullet in the line of fire, just like Clint Eastwood in that
stop
movie.
It.
Sir, let me say this publicly. Brownie, you've done a heck of a job.
Oh, what are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Lawton? Michael Brown represents maybe the worst case of government incompetence I have ever seen. Ever. The guy was useless, Lawton.
Heck of a job.
Nah.
Heck of a. Not surprising, since President George W. two terms mandate Bush is a natural CEO and has an unerring eye for choosing executive material. I mean, he took one look at Michael Brown and said, FEMA chief. No doubt about it.
Come on, man. Come on. Lawton Brown got his job only because the old FEMA chief resigned and recommended him. And that was his old college roommate, man. His only experience in disaster relief was mopping up bong water, buddy.
Well, that's hilarious. But you've got to pick your friends, Mark.
Uh-huh.
If a leader doesn't pick people he can trust for the big jobs, they'll just wind up disagreeing with him about things that are really important.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Well, like tax cuts, like putting the Ten Commandments in front of the courthouse,
come on.
Nudity on cable television,
uh-huh.
Important stuff like that. What if another Terry Schiavo situation comes
up?
You're going to want somebody who will fly in from any vacation destination in the world just to stand next to his president and Jesus
and say
what's expected of him.
But wait, what about experience? Doesn't experience count for anything in public officials, Lawton?
Oh, experience. You mean with some wonk, some 9-to-5-er, some clock puncher, some kind of Al Gore, let's study the data type of deal? No, thank you. Give me loyalty every time. Like I always say, if you're thinking, you're not doing.
Okay, and when, you know, Lawton, all right. And when Bush does appoint someone who knows what the hell's going on, he forces him out. Look at Colin Powell, my friend.
That proves my point exactly.
What?
Look what all his experience in the war got him. Arguing with the commander-in-chief, talking back, thinking on his own.
Oh,
all
boy.
Colin Powell really needed to know was two words. Yes, sir. And maybe thank you, sir. Mark, it's called a chain of command. Not a noodle of command.
Yeah, Lawton, you're intense lately, buddy. But let me tell you something. All Bush has done is pick a bunch of unqualified ass-kissing cronies who are lazy as he is. And then when we need effective leadership, like right now in the Gulf, those morons screw up everything and regular people pay the price. Then they blame the media. That's Bush's legacy right there, my friend. The culture of incompetence, Lawton.
No one's been more loyal than me, Mark. I've done everything for him. I campaigned for that man day and night.
All right.
I had W tattooed in a private area.
All right, okay.
I killed a man in Costa Rica just for him.
Really?
So where's my cushy government job,
yeah.
Huh? I could be the head of FEMA. Why not me? Ambassador to the UN. I'd be great at that. Housing and urban development. I know all about that stuff.
Okay.
Why not me? Why don't he pick me?
Okay,
I'm as smart as the horse guy.
All right, take it easy, man.
I get it.
All right, take it easy,
Lawton. And I made it famous.
You probably are as smart as Brown. Okay, you are. You're as smart as Brown. You deserve a job. Jeez, that was crazy.
Can I be famous?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thanks.
You all right? Okay.
Loyalty, Mark. You should try it.
Oh.
That'll give your aimless life some direction.
Oh,
it'll give you a North Star to navigate to.
Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye.
North Star. All right. God loves you. Deal with it.
All right. There you go. You know, I tell you, lately, Riley, he has been getting a little intense.
Yeah.
Lawton, it's like it's got a serious, he's always serious because he is who he is, but lately I felt a little fire coming out of Lawton.
Bull is in the china shop.
I'll tell you, some real fire coming out of Lawton Smalls. He'll be there. No, you're not. Actually, Lawton is going to be apparently on vacation.
Not on assignment.
Well, they stifle it. You know, Bush was on vacation, and then, you know, he's going to...